Hello, and welcome to the news cycle. It's Monday, January 13th. Last Friday marked the one-year anniversary of the tragic shooting of Davis police officer Natalie Corona. She was the first Davis police officer to die in the line of duty since 1959, when Officer Douglas Cantrill lost his life. Both their deaths were commemorated at a fallen officer memorial ceremony on Friday, January 10th, in front of the Davis Police Station on 5th Street. The ceremony begins with a performance from the Newman Center Choir. Local residents crowd the area, standing in a half circle, facing the memorial and a podium where speakers are lined up to honor officers Corona and Cantrill. The memorial features two plaques, one for Corona and one for Cantrill. Both monuments have flowers and candles set on the ground below them. Scanning the crowd, your eyes can't help but take in the legion of navy blue uniforms. City Manager Mike Webb steps up to the podium first.
Good evening. Thank you for joining us here at the dedication of our fallen officers' memorial.
Those gathered include multiple members of the Davis City government, Yolo County officials, and some state officials, notably Congressman John Garamendi. And in the front row sits Natalie Corona's family. Next up to the podium is Davis Enterprise columnist Bob Dunning.
We are here to honor the memory, the dedication, the service, and the ultimate sacrifice of Davis police officers Natalie Corona and Douglas Cantrill.
Dunning is one of the few people present who can speak to Officer Cantrill's good character. Cantrill was tragically struck down at the age of 23 when Dunning was still in junior high school.
My friends and I knew that he was regarded as a kind and caring and helpful man who did his level best to set a positive example to those of us growing up here.
Officer Cantrill left behind a wife and a 9-month-old daughter. Dunning reads a letter that Cantrill's widow wrote to the editor of the Davis Enterprise a few months after her husband's death.
I would like to thank you, the good people of Davis, for the fund which was started for myself and baby daughter. Believe me, it was and is badly needed and is appreciated very much.
Davis Police Chief Darren Pytel talks about how Officer Corona's death is tragically not a unique event.
134. That's the number of officers that died last year, the year that our 22-year-old star Officer Natalie Corona was murdered while conducting a routine traffic investigation.
Pytel highlights the parallels between Officer Cantrill's death and that of Officer Corona.
Former Davis Police Chief Mentink was on duty the night that Officer Cantrill was murdered, and back then only 1 to 2 officers were working at a time. When being interviewed regarding the history of the Davis Police Department, Chief Mentink described the murder of Officer Cantrill as probably the most significant event of his career. A tragic and sad event, and one that he would never forget. And I can tell you without a doubt that 1 year ago, losing Natalie was the most tragic event of my career, and one that I will never forget.
The most notable speaker was Officer Corona's father.
Please welcome Natalie's father, Merced Corona.
He speaks about why his daughter chose to serve the city of Davis.
But I tried to convince her to go to Colusa County because that's where I had worked and did my time. And she very clearly and made it very clear to us, her mom and I, and to the rest of the family, that she wanted to serve Davis and she wanted to be a police officer in Davis. And I think she fell in love with the city.
Merced talks about how his daughter was handpicked by retired Davis Assistant Police Chief Steve Pierce to serve in Davis.
He saw that Natalie had that drive to serve, and that calling that those of us that have been officers and those officers here today felt ourselves.
Just like Chief Pytel, Merced speaks about the other families who have suffered as his has this year.
There's 134 other families throughout this nation that are in pain, that are going through the grief that we've gone through. They've lost their loved ones as well.
Some of those other families are seated in the audience, and Merced takes the opportunity to talk to them directly.
We did not select to be in this brotherhood, in this group, special group, but we were selected from above.
Director of the Newman Catholic Center, Vince Nims, also speaks to the crowd. Officer Corona lost her life right in front of the Newman Center, and there is a memorial to her there. Nims speaks about what people experience when they walk by it.
It's a normal walk to class, or from their home to downtown, or downtown to home, or from Central Park to somewhere else, and they will pause, and they will wait, and they will look, and they will read, and they will see that someone lost their life in that spot.
Nims' message is one of hope and remembrance.
When we remember people, we bring them back to life. When we remember people, they are still with us.
The crowd slowly disperses, some people going up to get a closer look at the memorial, others leaving to talk to the Corona family. Merced notes just how many people gathered for the ceremony.
Well, I mean, all these people here are just absolutely, it's amazing how many people are here to be with us today, and we're just so honored and humbled by everybody being here wishing us well.
Councilman Lucas Frerich speaks about the impact of Corona's death on the community.
How much of an impact that Officer Corona has had on this community, but also, you know, the work that, public safety officers do every day, whether it's fire or police, they really do risk their lives to keep us safe, and it's really heartening to have people show up and be supportive of them.
Reflecting on the ceremony, Mayor Brett Lee expresses pride for the city that he serves.
Davis has so many nonprofits, so many organizations where people volunteer their time and energy and make donations. And they do this to really reach out to make Davis a better place for their neighbors. And so I'm really fortunate to live in Davis, and it's very inspiring.
The news cycle is produced by the Blue Devil Hub in collaboration with the Davis Enterprise. Iris Harshaw is the producer. Dahlia Kraus is the assistant producer. And Daniel Ruiz Jimenez is the studio recording engineer. Thank you for listening. See you next week, Davis.